check. 1-2 Grizzlies baseball in 1 minute. Good afternoon and welcome to Chukchansey Park, downtown Fresno, for game 3 of the 6-game set to close out the season here for the Fresno Grizzlies as they take on the visiting San Jose Giants. The Grizzlies dropped game 2 of the 6-game set yesterday, last night from Chukchansey Ballpark, from Chukchansey Park, 10-5. The Giants scored 2 runs in 5 separate innings, as the Grizzlies only able to scratch across 5 runs in the 5-run loss to the San Jose Giants. The Giants, of course, last week ended up clinching the postseason back on Sunday, the same day that the Grizzlies dropped their 4th out of 6 matchups against the Visalia Rawhide just 40 miles south of here. But Grizzlies look to get back on the winning ways in Game 3, as they will throw out the right-hander Brian Mena. Mena comes in with a 1-3 record, 6.08 earned run average, and Mena in his last start down in Visalia took home the win in 6 1/3 innings of 4-hit ball, allowing only 1 run. It was earned. He did walk 6 and struck out 4 in the 11-2 trouncing of the Visalia Rawhide. On the Giants side, Cale Lansville gets the start, wearing number 43, the 6'1", 205, 21-year-old right-hander out of Inglewood, Colorado. It was the Giants' 14th round pick in the 2023 draft. He comes in with a 3-5 record overall, 3-4 with these Giants this year, a 4.74 earned run average. 19 games, this is his 14th start. This will be his 20th game appearing. He's also got 1 save and 3 opportunities, 68 1/3 innings, 84 hits, 50 runs, 36 of them were earned runs. So again, these Grizzlies look to take advantage of their number 1 ranked defense and hope to find a few holes in this defense for the San Jose Giants. Well, we'll bring you some more about these Grizzlies and these Giants in just a minute here. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. We'll be right back from downtown Fresno.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
And welcome back to downtown Fresno here, just about to get started at Chukchansey Park. Grizzlies facing off against the visiting San Jose Giants. So a little bit more about these two teams. The Giants come in with an overall record of 72-55. They lead the California North Division standings both in the overall standings and the second half standings with a second half record of 35-27. The Grizzlies come in with an overall record of 65-62, looking to stay above 500 on this season. As in the second half, things have not quite gone the Grizzlies' way. 27-35. They're 8 back of the second half champions, San Jose Giants. The Giants will face off against Modesto in the postseason on the other side in the California South League. Lake Elsinore with the lead in the South, but it's Visalia facing off against Rancho Cucamonga to determine the final spot in the California South Division standings. So we'll bring you some starting lineups here for these Grizzlies and Giants. First for the visiting Giants, leading off, right fielder Lizbel Diaz, batting second, Walker Martin at shortstop, third in the batting order, second base, Xander Darby, Guillermo Williamson will play first and bat cleanup, Jacob Christian in left field will bat fifth, Jeremiah Jenkins, the designated hitter, will bat sixth, Ty Hanchy doing the catching will bat seventh, Ilion Rayo batting eighth and playing third base, and Stanlin Cassiani is the center fielder. He will bat ninth. On the Grizzlies side, for Steve Solis, the Toyota starting lineup looks like this. Aiden Longwell at first base will lead off. Tevin Tucker, second baseman, will bat second. Braylon Wimmer, taking you around the infield, will bat third, play short. And Felix Tena batting cleanup in right field. Batting fifth, the Fresno State product, Tommy Hopfe. He will play center field. Hopfe had a great night in last night's ballgame, hitting his first career home run in a Grizzlies uniform. Blake Wright, another draft pick, will bat sixth. He will play third. Juan Castillo does the catching. He will bat seventh. Jason Hinchman out in left will bat eighth. And Brad Cumbest, the big 6'6 right-handed hitter, will bat ninth, doing the designated hitting. So, again, wherever you may be, however you're listening, live from Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno, I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. Thank you so much for joining us on this, well, kind of hazy evening. A little bit of smoke from the California wildfires wafting over the center field region, but blue skies beyond that smoke as we are just about ready for baseball on a hot, hot, sunny afternoon. The field is fully in shadows, as are the seats. And so if you are listening at home, well, you're only slightly cooler than the fans in the stands. And folks, be sure to come out to tomorrow night's ballgame, 7:05 start. Then come out to the last two if you have the opportunity. We'll be starting once again at 6:50 on Saturday and a 12:05 start to round out the year on Sunday as these Grizzlies look to wrap up the season in winning fashion against their rival San Jose Giants. Fans, only four ball games, three games after this evening to come out and check out your Grizzlies, cheer on your Grizzlies from downtown Fresno as they get ready to take the field on Fresno State night. See Parker T-Bear and timeout down there getting ready for this ball game. Some pregame festivities with our play ball kids down there by the batter's circle as the Grizzlies take the field here in Fresno. And we will be bringing you the national anthem in just a moment as the players take the field, bullpens rise, as do the players, and we are ready for the national anthem here in Fresno. and we are ready for the action here in downtown Fresno. Grizzlies taking the field. National anthem is completed, and we are ready to go here from Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno. So again, however you're listening, thank you for joining us this evening on this hot evening, 102 on the thermometer, as we get ready to get started here from Chukchansey Park. Again, very pleasant 102 if you're in the shade, which a majority of this ballpark is. The only spot not covered in shade right now is the batter's eye directly in center field and some of the region behind it. Out there, the swimming pool and center field still got a little bit of pocket of sunlight as the Grizzlies starter, Brian Mena, gets ready to go here at Chukchansey Park. So again, we'll bring you some numbers on Mena in just a moment here. Mena comes in with a 1-3 record, although his last start was that one. He pitched 6 1/3 strong innings down in Visalia. The only blemish on his line were the 6 walks he allowed. He did strike out 4 and only allowed 1 run. He was able to skate out of danger in a lot of those innings. Mena comes in on the year with the Fresno Grizzlies. Got 19 strikeouts to 16 walks. So again, those 6 walks in his last appearance down in Visalia, really kind of bending that number a little bit. Other than that, Mena has been very good in his 26 2/3 innings, despite the 1-3 record. Again, a 6.08 earned run average, 6 games, they've all been starts, and 18 runs, and they were all earned. Mena, however, has to control the home run ball just a bit more. He has allowed 5 round trippers in his short time here with the Grizzlies. So we get ready to get started here in Fresno. Again, thank you for tuning in. If you're listening on 790 ESPN, on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, or the Bally Live app, thank you so much for joining us for baseball this evening. So San Jose leadoff man Lisbel Diaz steps in as the pitch scheduled at 6:50. We're going to get started a couple minutes after 6:50. As my watch says 6:53, and we'll see if Grizzlies starter Brian Mena able to get the first pitch off before 6:54. We'll see as he is into the wind, kicks and fires. And yes, indeed, we are underway at 6:53 in game 128 of the 2024 season. So no balls and 1 strike count. The leadoff man, Lisbel Diaz. He comes in with a 280 average as he grounds this one out towards third. Up with it right, he flips across the diamond, and we are underway here in the top of the first inning. So Lisbel Diaz grounds out to the number 4 draft pick for the Colorado Rockies, in Blake Wright. We'll see him back in action this evening, as the man all the eyes are on this evening, out there in center field, Tommy Hopfe, the Fresno State product. He's batting 5th in the lineup. We'll see what he can do this evening after smashing his first home run in last night's ball game, as in steps Walker Martin, takes the first pitch for a ball downstairs, and the count's 1-0. Martin comes in, 2.07 on the year, no home runs yet, 12 runs batted in, as the 1-0 pitch is just outside, and the count moves to 2-0. To Walker Martin, the shortstop, left-handed batter, he stands in. The 1-1 or 2-0 pitch is hit high and deep to right field. That ball's back on it is Tena. He looks up, and it is gone. So these Grizzlies, who have scored first in 12 of their last 14 ball games, they give up an early home run, as that is home run number 1 for Walker Martin in a Giants uniform. And again, we were just talking about how Brian Mena really needs to limit that home run ball, and well, I'm hoping that he may tune into the broadcast as Grizzlies look to try to prevent any more of those in this evening's ballgame. A 1-0 lead, 2 batters in, and the Giants lead the Grizzlies here in Fresno. So after the home run, that'll bring up Xander Darby. Darby on the year, 265, he takes a strike, and it's a no ball 1 strike from Mena, looking to bounce back from the early home run allowed. 6th pitch on the evening from Mena is swung on and missed. And quickly, Darby down on the count. No balls and 2 strikes. So Darby steps in. 265 on the year. 3 home runs. 11 runs batted in. As this one misses for a ball. And the count's 1-2. Darby, 21-year-old in his first professional season. This year's 12th round draft pick for the San Francisco Giants, donning the San Jose Giant uniform. Looks very reminiscent of the San Francisco Giants. Road grays, black cap, orange bill as this one swung on and missed. Strike three. And a good bounce back now, Ryan Mehna, as after allowing the home run, he gets the next man Darby on strikes, and there are two down. Two away now. Guillermo Williamson, the first baseman, stands in as the Giants send a lineup to the plate that has a fair amount of left-handed hitters. As Williamson, the lefty, takes this one for ball one. It's a 1-0 count. So very similar to last night, this Giants lineup very lefty-heavy. One extra one in the lineup tonight. Six out of the nine hitters are going to be standing in that left-handed batter's box as the 1-0 pitch misses ball two. And it's a 2-0 count to Guillermo Williamson. Comes in, 234 on the year, 11 homers. 47 driven in as this one is on the outside corner for a strike. It's 2-1. Williamson, the 20-year-old, entering his third professional season. As the 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed. And the count's even at 2-2. Williamson calls time. Two balls, two strikes, two out. One run across. It's on the home run by Walker Martin. It's first professional home run. As the 2-2 pitch, here it comes. That one's inside, and the count goes full. 3-2. So for Williamson, again, he strides in at 234. It's a fair share of RBI, 47, as this pitch is grounded out towards first, past the first base and Longwell, in between Longwell and Tevin Tucker. And that's into right field, a base hit, the second of the ballgame for the Giants, as they continue the inning with Jacob Christian now. Left-hander, or left-fielder, one of the three right-handed batters in this evening's lineup for Edwin Villegas, the manager of the San Jose Giants. As Mehna looking to get back on track, has allowed two hits here, one of them being the long ball, the second batter of the inning, as they look to limit the damage. These Grizzlies look to limit the damage here. In the top of the first, this one's high fly ball into left center field. Over his hop feet to his right, makes the catch, and that retires the side. So one run does come in on the home run by Walker Martin. On two hits, one runner left, and at the end of half an inning, the Grizzlies trail 1-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball from Chicchancy Park, live on 790 ESPN Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. We'll be back after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the first inning, just underway here from Fresno. 1-0 our score. Giants leading the Grizzlies after the first inning home run. Walker Martin, his first of the year, as that round tripper put these Giants ahead 1-0 as Aiden Longwell strides in. The leadoff man for the Grizzlies takes strike one, and we are back underway here in downtown Fresno. Longwell comes in, 316 on the year, four homers, 35 driven in. as the 0-1 pitch from Lansville misses for a ball. It's 1-1. Longwell, last night, reached base four times, three walks, as this one misses upstairs, and it counts 2-1. So his official line, he went 1-for-2, a single and a ground out, and then three walks for the left-handed Aiden Longwell, as this one misses just outside, ball three, and it's a 3-1 count. Longwell at first base this evening. As the 3-1 pitch from Lansville, here it comes. And that one is just a bit upstairs. Ball four and a leadoff walk for these Grizzlies. And that's how last night's ball game started as well, as the Grizzlies hope to flip the script a little bit. Last night, the leadoff walk by Caleb Hobson was followed up by a double play ball, as we'll hope to see Tevin Tucker avoid hitting the ball on the ground to this infield as he strides in. Tucker, 183 on the year. Got three homers, 21 driven in, as the first pitch to Tevin Tucker is in there for a strike right at the knees, and it's no balls and a strike. So we take a look down there at first base. Aiden Longwell, he's got three stolen bases on the year. Also been caught three times. 50-50 if he takes off, as this one is just upstairs. It's a ball, and the count's even at one. So just underway here from Chancy Park. In downtown Fresno, field in shadows, as the 1-1 pitch is skied back and towards us here and just to our right, and Tucker behind in the count, one ball and two strikes. So Tevin Tucker, right-handed batter. The 1-2 pitch to him is swung on and missed. And strike three, actually it was a foul tip into the glove. And we have our first out here in the bottom of the first inning. Well, I'll bring up Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer, well, he's been someone to keep an eye on over the last really almost dozen ball games. He's got an 11-game hit streak. And during that hit streak, he's been hitting .385. He's got one home run, a triple, five driven in as the first pitch misses outside in the dirt. And Longwell scampers back to the bag, and he will stay at first. 1-0 count now to Braylon Wimmer, as Wimmer hopes to keep the luck alive. And speaking of luck, experience the ultimate party at Chicchansi. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Saloon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChicchansiGold.com, as this one is downstairs, ball 2-0. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chicchansi Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chicchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first. As this one's grounded slowly out towards third, in on it, the third baseman, Rayo. He throws towards first, and it gets past the first baseman, Williamson. The runners will advance. They won't go any further than 90 feet as Diaz able to move over from his post in right field to quickly corral this one. But at the end of the play, we're going to see how they rule that error. I believe that should be a throwing error on the third baseman, Elian Rayo. As that ball just offline, slowly hit ground ball. Tough to make a play on that one, as now that one will officially be called an error. E5 on the play, as Braylon Wimmer is able to reach first, and he moves over to second. Longwell moves over to third, and in the meantime, we had a mound visit from the catcher, Ty Hanchy. He came out to discuss things with his right-handed arm. And Cale Lansville. Lansville, again, a 3-4 record coming in, 4.74 earned run average. Grizzlies with a chance to maybe increase that a bit here with a few more base hits, as the first pitch to Felix Tena misses for a ball. Tena, well, he hit two home runs in that series against the Rawhide, as did the man in the hole currently. Blake Wright stands at the top step of the dugout as he looks to hopefully get his shot here. In the bottom of the first, one out, runners on second, third. Wilson's grounded up the middle. Behind the bag, the second baseman, Darby, makes the play. And it's a ground out, 4-3. In the meantime, Longwell comes in to score, and we are tied here in at Chicchansi Park in the bottom of the first. A 1-1 ball game. The grounder also moved Wimmer over to third base. And, of course, Wimmer standing over there. He would have much rather reached on a base hit. As it was, he reached on an error. And so we'll have to get a little bit more work done to extend that hit streak as Tommy Hopfe steps in. Hopfe off a great night just a night ago as this one misses inside to him. It's one ball, no strikes. Hopfe in last night's ballgame, his line read single, homer, walk, single. So reached all four times, 3 for 3. Also his first career home run at the professional level as this one's grounded out towards short. A one hopper to Martin makes the play over to first, and that will end the inning. First time Hoppy's been retired in over 24 hours, over 48 hours, as we head to the top of the second inning. 1-1 our score from Chicchansi Park. We'll be back on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Top of the second, 1-1 our score. The Giants jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning on the power of a Walker Martin home run to right as he rode the 9-mile-an-hour winds out to right field. And the Grizzlies came right back in the bottom of the first. They continue their trend of scoring early. Weren't able to score first in this ballgame as the first pitch to the leadoff man Jeremiah Jenkins is swung on, missed. And the designated hitter is in the hole. No balls and a strike. So the Grizzlies got their run on no hits. There was a Giants error as this one is in there for strike two. Count as no balls and two strikes. And before this game, we're talking a little bit about the starter for the Giants, Cale Lansville. And he's been bit a bit by the team's defense this year as this 0-2 pitch misses for a ball. Counts 1 and 2. Again, Lansville bit a little bit by the Giants' defense as now he's allowed 51 runs. That's 15 runs more than his earned run total, which still sits at 36 as this one's cut on and missed. And Jeremiah Jenkins is the second strikeout victim for Brian Mena. So Mena looking to bounce back from that top of the first inning. He allowed two hits. One of them was the big one as that brings in Ty Hanchey doing the catching for this Giants squad. And she stands in, another left-handed batter, as the first pitch to him is grounded out towards second, a one-hopper to Tevin Tucker. He plays it easily, flips it to Longwell, scored 4-3 on the putout, and there are two down here in the top of the second. And that'll bring up the eight-hitter, as Elian Rayo stands in. Rayo comes in 249 on the year, 5 homers, 36 driven in. As one of the few right-handed bats as he grounds the first pitch he sees out to Wimmer at short. The throw across the diamond gets him in a quick 1-2-3 inning. Good bounce-back inning for Brian Mena. We head to the bottom of the second. 1-1 our score from Chicchansi Park. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Serre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic at Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the second, all tied up here at Chicchansey Park. Brand new ball game, really an eight-inning ball game as both squads scored a run in the first inning. As we are here in the bottom of the second, win a 1-1 ball game as the first pitch to Blake Wright is fouled off towards the Giants' dugout. And counts nothing and one, and we're back underway here in downtown Fresno. Second inning of work for the righty, Cale Lansville, as this one misses outside, and the count's even at one. So again, we were talking a bit about Lansville, really kind of his struggles, and less his struggles, more the defense's struggles, as on the season, including the run given up in the bottom of the first, as this one's grounded slowly out to short, Martin up with it, throws across the diamond, and gets Blake Wright for the first out of the bottom of the second. But again, back to Lansville. He's given up 51 runs on the season now, and only 36 of those have been earned. So his defense not doing him any favors this season. During his time in San Jose, as Juan Castillo, doing the catching for the Grizzlies, comes in. 7 batter with a .211 average. No home runs yet, 3 driven in. The first pitch to him is grounded hard out towards third. Rayo up with it, throws across the diamond, and it's quickly 2 away. So these Grizzlies and Giants kind of matching one another step for step, pace for pace. Both with a run in the first inning, and, well, the Giants are an out away from getting the Grizzlies to go 1-2-3, just as the Grizzlies got the Giants to go in the top of the second inning. As Jason Hinchman stands in, Hinchman the 8 hitter today, wearing number 25, .227 on the year, takes the first pitch for a strike. And it's no balls and one strike. So 2 down here in the bottom of the second. Working quickly as Lansville. This one's fouled off to the right side. And they're a strike away from a very short second inning. As now again working quickly as Lansville. The pitch outside. And it's a ball 1-2. And working quickly, that's something we talk about very often here at Chicchansey Park, is the 1-2 pitches poked in the air out to center field. Going back on it is Cassiani. He makes the catch about 10 feet in front of the warning track, and a quick 1-2-3 inning for both squads here in the second. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. I'm Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice. We'll be back from downtown Fresno right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at BuildSubmarines.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the third inning, tie ball game here at Chicchansi Park, downtown Fresno. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice, as we are back underway here from Chicchansi Park. Again, 1-1 our score as the first pitch from Brian Mena in for his third inning of work misses for a ball, and the count's 1-0 to the 9-hitter, as Estelín Cassiani, the center fielder, grounds it out towards short. Wimmer on a short hop. Good play out there at shortstop. 6-3 on the putout, and that's the first out of the inning. So Wimmer, who was the beneficiary of an E5 back in the first inning, allowed him to reach. He has been playing some clean defense out there at short. That's his second opportunity, as the first pitch to the top of the order, and Lizbel Diaz comes in for a strike. Nothing in one. Lizbel Diaz 0-for-1, just as the count is. The 0-1 pitch is right at the knees. Breaking ball swept across the entire zone. Really good-looking breaking ball by Brian Mena, and the count is no balls and two strikes, as here's the pitch, as he gets him off balance to ground it out toward third. Blake Wright with a really tough play to make. He loses his hat, and the Giants losing out, as he is out recorded 5-3 once again, as Blake Wright getting to know Lizbel Diaz as he's grounded out to him in both of his at-bats for the Giants. And again, briskly two away here in the top of the third inning. Fans, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As the two-hitter Walker Martin takes strike one, you can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third inning. So there was a time call as the 0-1 pitch is grounded out towards first. Longwell up with it, flips to the covering pitcher Mena, and the Grizzlies once again with a quick frame against these Giants. Six up, six down over the last two innings. Seven up, seven down since the first, as we head to the bottom of the third. 1-1 our score from Chicchansi Park. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. We'll be back from Chicchansi Park after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do,
because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the third, 1-1 our score here from downtown Fresno, Chicchansi Park. Back underway as Brad Cumbus, the nine hitter, takes the first pitch on the outside corner for a strike, and it's an 0-1 count to Brad Cumbus, the designated hitter this evening. The 0-1 pitch is upstairs for a ball, and the count moves to 1-1. So Cumbus strides in with a 144 average, two home runs, 18 driven in. But Cumbus is a bat that you have to keep an eye on. He has sneaky power as this one's fouled off to the right side. 1-2, so don't let that average fool you. You know, Brad Cumbus, you leave one over the plate and he's likely to hit it onto the roof of the Gralifornia building out there in left field. We've seen him do that a couple times during batting practice as the 0-2 is swung on and missed. And he is the first out of the bottom of the third inning. That'll bring up the top of the order, Aiden Longwell. Longwell strides in. He walked in his first at bat, came around to score on the Felix Tena ground ball. And then that tied the ball game up, and that's where we are right now. So the Grizzlies still looking for their first hit. One run, no hits, no errors on the Grizzlies line as this one swung on and missed. And Longwell behind in the count. No balls and one strike. Longwell 6-1, 205, left-handed batter. Also throws left, playing first base as the 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left side. And the count is quickly nothing and two. So 0-2 the count, one out here. Bottom of the third inning. Not a whole lot of action for either squad since the top of the since the bottom of the first inning. When the Grizzlies stranded a runner to end that frame as this one misses for ball one. And it's a 1-2 count to Aiden Longwell. Lansville on 1-2, swinging a grounder out towards first. Up with it, Williamson. He will flip to the pitcher covering. And Lansville records the out. Scored 3-1 on the putout. And again, these Grizzlies and Giants matching each other pace for pace here since the second inning. As it's been 8 up, 8 down, as Tevin Tucker strides in. Tucker 0-for-1, strikeout victim in his first at-bat. Struck out swinging. As he comes in, a 182 average. And three homers. Tevin Tucker. As we compare these two sides in just a minute, that one's fouled just to the right of us and into the camera well. As we'll head over there and make sure everyone's all right. As, you know, and usually you hear a thunk off the window. Well, that time I didn't hear a thunk. I felt the thunk as this one is outside for a ball. It's 1-1, and I felt the ball hit the ground. And when you can feel the ball hit the ground from the next box over, you know that was a carried some velocity as this one's grounded off to the left side. And a good play down there by the third base coach. Third base coach for the Grizzlies, Cesar Galvez, as the 1-2 pitch. Here it comes. And that one is called strike three. And Tucker down on strikes for the second time this evening. 1-2-3 go the Grizzlies. We head to the top of the fourth inning. 1-1 our score from Chicchansi Park. We'll be back after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are giants among us. And their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the fourth inning from Chichansey Park. 1-1 our score. Well, we had some action in the first inning from both squads, and nothing since then. It's been 12 up, 12 down, as the Grizzlies look to continue that trend, at least for a half inning. As Brian Mena on for his fourth inning of work already, as the first pitch to the leadoff man, Xander Darby, is swung on and missed. Counts nothing and one. Darby, 0-for-1, he struck out in his first at-bat. As the 0-1 is swung on a missed. And he is quickly down on the count. No balls and two strikes. So that last half inning, a foul ball. Well, again, came up here towards the box. Didn't land in our box. Actually landed in the visiting broadcast box. Joe Rizzo coming away with his first Chichansey Park foul ball, as this one is just outside. And Darby's still alive, 1-2. And, you know, that's something as a broadcaster you're not looking for. You're looking on the field to see what's happening, and suddenly you end up with a lap full of baseball as Joe was okay, as this one swung on and missed. And that's the already fourth strikeout on the evening by Brian Mena. Second consecutive strikeout. Third strikeout for Mena. As that will bring up Guillermo Williamson. Williamson 1-for-1, singled back in the first inning as he pops the first pitch up high in the air. Back on it is the shortstop Wimmer. He makes the one-handed catch, and there are quickly two away. And on a night like tonight, very similar to last night, kind of hazy here in this early evening sunset, you know, really kind of twilight time, as Jacob Christian strides in, one of three righties in today's lineup. Ironically, playing left field. But again, the sky really matches the color of the ball. And tonight, it's a little bit more contrast. Last night, it was a tough sky to play a fly ball against, as this one's grounded out towards third. Blake right up with it, throws across the diamond. And before you know it, well, 15 up and 15 down combined. The Grizzlies hope to break that trend in the bottom of the fourth. We're tied at one, heading to the bottom of the fourth from Chichansey Park. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. We'll be back after this.
Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the fourth inning in a briskly played ball game. 1-1 our score. Braylon Wimmer leading off for the Grizzlies, looking to break this streak of six up, six down for the Fresno Ball Club. He takes this first pitch foul off to the right side, and it's no balls and a strike. So again, keep an eye on Wimmer, as Wimmer is looking to extend his hit streak. Currently sits at 11 games, as the 0-1 pitch is above the letters, and that's a ball, 1-1. So Wimmer, again, take you through some of the numbers on his hit streak in just a minute. This one's hit high and deep out to left field, but just foul, as Wimmer missed extra bases by about a dozen feet, and the count moves to 1-2. So again, Wimmer on the year, or on this hit streak, with a .385 average. He's 0-1. He did reach base in that first at-bat. It was on an error, as this one is in the dirt for strike three, and he is going to reach base again. So a strikeout, swinging, catcher unable to corral the ball. And we'll see if that goes as a wild pitch or an error. I think it will go as a wild pitch. We'll see what the official scorer says. So Aiden Longwell, or Braylon Wimmer, mind you, 0-2, but he has now reached base twice. As after the Wimmer strikeout, he reaches first, and they indeed have ruled out a wild pitch. So Wimmer reaching once again, as he cannot stay off base. He had a 23-game on-base streak to start this ballgame as the first pitch. Instead, it's a pickoff over to first. He's back in safely. Again, Wimmer and Aiden Longwell both had 23-game on-base streaks heading into this ballgame. Wimmer has reached twice on the error and the strikeout as Felix Tenna stands in. Tenna takes the first pitch for a strike just on the inside corner, and it's an 0-1 count. So the Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's Press Box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair, and we thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. So a 1-1 count now to Felix Tenna. He hits this one high in the air to the right side into foul territory and just out of play. Squeaks over the netting back about three or four rows deep. And we'll do it again. Felix Tenna, he comes in 0-1. He did drive the run in back in the first inning. The only RBI for the Grizzlies, as Tenna now behind in the count 1-2. Runner on first. Braylon Wimmer reached on a strikeout in the dirt. Was ruled a wild pitch as the 1-2 pitch is outside. He checks his swing as the base umpire, Larry Pettis, says he did not go. Larry Pettis on the bases. Theo Arndt behind the plate this evening. Got a chance to meet with those fellas last night. Did not see them before the game this evening, but saw them yesterday before they took off. As Wimmer now on his way to second, and it's fouled off to the right side. Count remains 2-2. And Wimmer was breaking on the pitch, as he has 33 stolen bases on the season. As not sure if he'll quite get to the top 10, as he needs two more steals on the year to really be in a four-way tie for ninth in the Grizzlies' single-season stolen base total. As he goes again, 2-2 pitches outside, the throw is in time and right on target. As Braylon Wimmer caught stealing. That's the first out of the inning. The pitch was a ball. So the count now moves to 3-2 to Felix Tenna. And for Wimmer, believe it or not, that was only his fifth caught stealing on the year. 33 stolen bases against 5 caught stealing. And regardless of the outcome of that play, I'll take that percentage any day, as the payoff pitch is fouled off at the plate, bounced off of Felix Tenna. As he limps it off, looked like that got him right around the knee area. Somewhere on that plant leg, that left leg to the right-handed batter. Does wear some protection on that left shin area, but the ball always seems to find where the padding isn't. As the payoff pitch once more to Tenna, here it comes, and it is on the inside corner, called strike three. And back-to-back strikeouts, despite Wimmer reaching, back-to-back strikeouts, and there are two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And that brings up Tommy Hopfe. So I mentioned earlier the contrast between these two lineups. So with 6 left-handed bats for the San Jose Giants, only one true lefty for this Grizzlies squad. Now, Tommy Hopfe stands in. He's a switch hitter. Takes the first pitch for a strike right down the middle. And it's no balls and a strike with two out. Hopfe 0 for 1, grounded out to short in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. It's a broken bat that flies into the dugout. The ball ended up fair. So score that 6-3 on the putout, and that bat came apart, it looked like, in Hopfe's hand. The top of the bat, he was just left holding a splinter heading down to first, as we'll keep an eye in the dugout, make sure everyone's okay. We head to the top of the fifth inning, 1-1 our score. Here from Chukchansey Park, I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Top of the fifth here, 1-1 our score, as we have seen three straight frames of almost three up, three down. Last inning, Braylon Wimmer reached base on a strikeout. So, you know, really 18 consecutive outs, if you will, as Jeremiah Jenkins fouls the first pitch off. And now the 0-1 is downstairs, ball one, and the count's 1-1 from Brian Mena. Mena, thus far, with the exception of that first inning, has pitched a very clean ballgame. He's only given up two hits and the one run, as this one's about a third swing. About a half swing as he grounds this one foul. And the count's 1-2. So Brian Mena back on for his fifth inning of work. And are we already in the top of the fifth? We are. We've had a briskly played second, third, and fourth inning as the 1-2 pitch is downstairs. And it's ball two. So we're talking up here between innings about how quickly the ball game goes by. And it seems when you are honed in, as we all have to be up here in the press box, it goes by even faster in games like this. This one misses ball three. It's 3-2. But as soon as you talk about the speed of a game, it tends to slow down. Well, that hasn't happened this game. So we may still hit our average of 230, but not at this rate, as this one's grounded out towards second. Up with it, Tucker cleanly flips to Longwell. 4-3 on the putout, and we are, well, we're back at it here, as Jenkins leads off with a ground out. So folks, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth inning. The first pitch to the seven hitter Ty Hanchy, the catcher, missed for a ball. That one in for a strike, and the count is 1-1. As the 1-1 pitch from Mena misses outside, ball two. 2-1. And taking a look at Mena, that was only his 43rd pitch on the ball game. So Mena working very efficiently as the 2-1 is popped up about a mile into this darkening sky. Blake right underneath it, a little trouble with it now, makes the catch. And there are two down. So two away, And again, if you're counting the strikeout by Braylon Wimmer, and we'll count that as the out, as he was caught stealing, so again, the minimum have been faced over the last 20 at-bats. We are one batter away from having 3.5 innings of practically perfect ball from both sides. A great pitcher's duel evolving here as Elian Rayo takes the first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0 with two down here. The 8-hitter stands in 0-for-1 as he checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not, says base umpire Larry Pettis. That was a close check swing. As any Giants fans may remember, a close check swing from several years back. That one a little bit less important at this level and at this point in the season, as this one misses for ball three. It's a 3-0 count. To Elian Rayo, the 8-hitter. Third baseman, wearing number 39. Here's the pitch. It's inside, ball four. And that is a 2-out walk, and the first base runner to reach via a non-out. You know, we'll call that strikeout by Braylon Wimmer. He did reach on it, but the word out is right there in strikeout, and then he was thrown out at second base. So now the first time in 20 batters somebody has reached base without the word out behind it. As with two down, Rayo leads off first, and Estanlin Cassiani strides in. Center fielder takes the first pitch for a ball. And now, Brian Menon, a little bit of a, well, compared to what the last three innings have looked like, a little bit of a jam with a runner on first. As the 1-0 pitch with two away, here it comes, is fouled back to the screen, and the count's even at one. So we'll take a look at the quickest played ball games this year. I believe, without looking at my numbers, the fastest played ball game this year at Chicchancy Park was a 1 hour and 51 minute ball game. As I believe that was back in June. As the 1-1 pitches inside for a ball, it's 2-1. So at this rate, feels like we are on pace to shatter that record. Just we're in the top of the fifth inning. One run, two hits, one error for the visiting Giants. One run, no hits yet for the Grizzlies, and no errors on their line either, as the 2-1 pitch is fouled off to the left side, and the count moves to 2-2. Last night, felt like we called foul ball after foul ball to that left side in the final three or four frames. As fans coming out, you're going to catch a foul ball, get a Porta-Subs prize ball. As last night, there was plenty Porta Subs to go around. As the count's 2-2, two away here to the 9-hitter, Cassiani swings and fouls this one in a self-defense swing, and the count remains 2-2. So Cassiani, the 21-year-old, his fourth professional season. Cassiani entered the year with a .337 batting average over his first three pro seasons. This year, all the way down to .221. As the 2-2 pitch is swing and a miss, strike three. And despite the walk, well, the Grizzlies and their starter, Brian Mena, has pitched a phenomenal game. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning in a pitcher's duel. Grizzlies hoping to get something going here. It is 1-1 our score from Chicchancy Park. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge.
They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the fifth, 1-1 our score. Grizzlies trying to get some offense together here as they are still without a hit as we are in the bottom of the fifth inning in what has turned into a pitcher's duel as Blake Wright leads this one off with a first pitch grounder out towards the shortstop Martin, 6-3 on the putout, and the Grizzlies, well, they continue to struggle here at the plate. As we take it back a little bit to last week, the Grizzlies had a tough game in which they only picked up one hit back on Friday in a 3-2 loss in Visalia to the Rawhide. They only picked up one hit in that ballgame, two runs, as the Grizzlies hoping to at least pull even with that one hit as Juan Castillo strides in. Castillo 0-for-1, as we can say about many of the players on both of these lineups, as he now faces a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. It's downstairs, ball two, and a good hitter's count for Juan Castillo. Castillo strides in at 2-0-5. No home runs yet, three runs batted in his short time with his Fresno team. On 2-0 now, the pitch, inside ball three, and Castillo with really the Grizzlies' best chance over the last several innings. As Braylon Wimmer did lead off last inning with a strikeout, he reached on the dropped third strike, actually wild pitch third strike, as this one is in there for a strike, counts 3-1. And Braylon Wimmer was then erased on the caught stealing, only his fifth caught stealing of the season. As this ballgame keeps on chugging along as the 2-1 is fouled off at the plate, and it's 2-2. Had a get a moment to meet with the umpires. Theo Arndt behind the plate this evening. Larry Pettis on the bases. Met with them last night, and Theo Arndt, if you remember back on Monday, as this one's fouled off again, Theo took one off the neck, it appeared. Took a ball in the dirt, bounced up, and got him square in the neck, and said for about 2-3 seconds he was just trying to catch his breath. That is a dangerous place to play as the 2-2 pitch is fouled off again. And now Juan Castillo putting up the best fight that a Grizzly has put up in several innings. As this next pitch that he sees will be pitch number 7 of this at bat. 58 pitches now for Lansville. As Kale Lansville. And this one's lined into center field, but no, right at the shortstop. Shortstop had to range far to his left. Score that L6 on the putout, and well, a good at-bat for Castillo. 7-pitch at-bat. It's a pretty long at-bat considering how this game's gone, but at the end of it, no dice. And that brings up the 8-hitter, Jason Hinchman. Hinchman also 0-for-1. You can say that without checking the box score right now, though, as these Grizzlies struggling to get anything going here as this one's laced down the line foul. And it's an 0-1 count. Now, talking yesterday about Hinchman, Hinchman hits the ball hard no matter where he hits it. He hit a foul ball yesterday that, well, had the deck clearing out there in the Fresno Social Club. As this one misses downstairs for ball one, it's a 1-ball, 1-strike count. And Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. And we thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now this one's skied out to right. Hinchman has just flown out to the right fielder in Diaz. Lisbel Diaz makes the catch. F9 on the putout. And we are heading to the top of the sixth. And again, a briskly played ballgame here from Chicchansey Park in downtown Fresno. 1-1 our score. For Stephen Rice, I'm Ben Hensley on 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. We'll be back after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque? I could pull a jet ski. Dirt bikes? Construction materials? Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive? This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the sixth inning already here from Chicchansi Park as Brian Mena's first pitch of the sixth inning is inside for a ball. And it's 1-0 to Lizbel Diaz, the leadoff man for the San Jose Giants. Now on 1-0, here's the pitch from Mena. It's in there for a strike, and the count's even at one. So let's take a look at some of these pitchers' numbers in this pitcher's duel. As the 1-1 from Mena, he's working quickly, swing and a miss, and a big windmill-like swing from Diaz, and now he's down on the count 1-2. So, we look at Brian Mena, who's on the bump right now. He's worked five innings, only allowed two hits, one run. It was earned on the home run. Walked one, fanned four. As the 1-2 is grounded out towards third. Tough play down there at third, and it's fouled just by a couple of inches, says the home plate umpire Theo Arndt, and we'll do it again. A tough play for Blake Wright. He was well into foul territory as that ball skipped off his glove, but it was just foul, says the umpire. On the other side of the box score, as the 1-2 pitch is swung on and lifted in the air to left field, left fielder Hinchman over to his right makes the catch, and there is one away. Score that F7 on the putout, and once again, a quick out. As this ball game, well, it started just an hour ago, folks. This ball game started at 6:53. It is now 7:53, according to my watch. And we are in the top of the sixth inning. As Walker Martin strides in, he's responsible for the only Giants run. He homered back in the first inning. As the first pitch to him is swung on and missed. He was looking for home run number two. Instead, he's down on the count 0-1. So again, we're taking a look on both sides of the line on the bump. Talked about Brian Mena's numbers just a moment ago as he's worked 6 1/3. Now, as this one is inside for a ball, it's 1-1. Well, on the Giants side, Kay Lansville, he's been just as good. Five strong innings, no hits. One run, it was not earned. And he has walked one and struck out five as this one's in there for a strike. And the count is 1-2 to Walker Martin. So a very interesting, quick ballgame pitcher's duel here from Chicchansi Park, and who needs the pitch clock when they're playing this quickly? As the 1-2 pitch on the way with one out, here it comes. It's upstairs, ball two, and the count's even at two balls and two strikes. So the catcher, Juan Castillo, flashes the signs. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it is just outside. Ball three, and the count's 3-2. Full count. Now to Walker Martin. As again, Martin, responsible for one of the two hits for these Giants. Both of those hits came back in the first inning. We have not seen any offense since then, as this one's fouled off at the plate. And we'll do it again. Martin stays alive. Martin, 1-2. And Guillermo Williamson, 1-2. Other than that, it's a whole bunch of zeros on both sides of this line. One bright spot on this lineup, particularly on the Grizzlies side, Braylon Wimmer has reached base twice, although he's 0-2. We'll bring you more on that in just a minute as this one misses inside for ball four. That's the second walk given up by Brian Mena, the Grizzlies starter. And the Giants have a one-out base runner. And fans, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality product and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the sixth inning as the first pitch to Xander Darby missed inside. Ball one as the 1-0 is in there for a strike, and it's a 1-1 count. And fans, if you've never seen, you know, how the inner workings of a broadcast work, well, I have all these live reads thanking our support, thanking our partners. And well, we have to get through a certain number of those. This one's a pickoff play at first, and they got him. So Walker Martin caught leaning as he is picked off of first base. A great move by Brian Mena. And Martin just a split second too late getting back to the bag as he jogs back to the dugout. Well, we've seen this before, folks. Back in the fourth inning when Braylon Wimmer reached on a strikeout and then was caught stealing on the bases. Well, Walker Martin reached on a walk, and now he's caught on the bases as this one is in there for a strike. Counts 1-2. So Walker Martin caught in a different way than Braylon Wimmer. Either way, they're both out on, well, let's say Martin's was on a base running error, as Wimmer was on a base running effort. Either way, they're both retired as the 1-2 misses. It's ball 2. 2-2 now with two outs. But again, fans talking about your live reads on the air, well, I've had trouble getting through all of them as we are just zipping past in this ballgame as that one's fouled at the plate, and the count remains 2-2. It's looking for the ball boy to come out and get this one. Instead, the ball boy's wearing number 13 for the Grizzlies. Steve Solis jogs out of the dugout and gets some more steps in on that Apple Watch as this one is on the outside corner. Called a ball, and it's a 3-2 count. We see the ball boys and bat boys sprinting back behind the plate. Anytime there's a foul ball or collect equipment. Well, it's not too often you see Steve Solis, the manager for the Grizzlies, come out and get that ball as this one's fouled off the netting, actually off one of the wires that holds up the netting. And that's a rare thing to see, but we've seen it actually quite a lot this year. Balls going off of that wire that suspends the netting. I remember 2 years ago in every game that I came to here at Chicchansi, I never saw one go off it. As now, a mound visit from the catcher, Juan Castillo. So again, this ballgame just flying by, top of the sixth inning already. And again, just a reminder, folks, we started this ballgame an hour and 5 minutes ago as the Grizzlies have their first mound visit. As the count is 3-2, full count to Xander Darby. Here's the pitch from Mena. And it's fouled back again. And Darby putting up a really good at-bat. This next pitch will be the ninth pitch of this at-bat. For the second baseman, Xander Darby. Darby, the three-hitter. He's 0-2, though, with two strikeouts. Mena hopes to get his third right here. The pitch swinging a fly ball poked out to left field. That's heading into foul territory as Blake Wright runs out of room before running into the netting. Loses his hat on the play. And the count remains full. So again, a very competitive at-bat now, as not been a whole lot of competitive at-bats in this ballgame, as we are live from Chicchansi Park in downtown Fresno. The payoff pitch, here it comes. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the third strikeout on Xander Darby's line, and we are heading to the bottom of the sixth. 1-1 our score. Grizzlies still looking for that first hit, as they hope to push across another run and take the lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll be back on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
There are giants among us. And their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do. Because they work in a place where they can grow. Where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the sixth inning already here at Chicchansi Park, as in a moment we may just kind of glance around some of the other games coming around the league that maybe not looking for a result so much as looking for where they are, as the first pitch to Brad Cumbest is swung on and missed to start the bottom of the sixth. Cumbest comes in 0-for-1, struck out back in the third. This one's lifted high in the air to the right side. First baseman Williamson underneath it makes the catch, and there's the first out, P3 on the putout, and there is one down. So a little bit of action, actually now in both bullpens. There's no one throwing yet in the Grizzlies bullpen, but I do see Connor Eaton up and walking around. We'll get you some information on the giant in the bullpen in just a moment here, as this first pitch is in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. To Aiden Longwell. Longwell, 0-for-1. He walked and scored in the first inning. Grounded out in the third as the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. And it's quickly nothing and two. As the arm in the Giants bullpen is number 16, Tim Manning. As he starts to get loose down there. Left-handed thrower as this one misses for a ball, and the count moves to 1-2 with one away here, as we'll see whether or not they decide to bring in Manning. And again, if you're looking for matchups, lefty on righty, well, you're going to have a left-handed pitcher in the bullpen to face this right-handed heavy Grizzlies lineup, as called strike three. Aiden Longwell retired on strikes, and that's the second out of the inning. So again, we mentioned taking you through the league to a couple other ball games going around the California League. And don't be fooled at the fact that these ball games are in the sixth, as Inland currently leads Lake Elsinore 6-0 in the bottom of the sixth. But that ball game, I believe, started before ours, as did the rest of these ball games in the California League, as Tevin Tucker checks his swing, tries to check his swing. He goes around, says first base umpire Larry Pettis, and he's behind in the count. No balls and one strike. Tucker trying to avoid the sombrero as he pops this one up, and it's going to drift into the seats, and now he's down on the count 0-2. So Tucker struck out swinging in the first, struck out looking in the third. I suppose the only other way you can strike out is on a drop third strike, and that at least gives the Grizzlies a chance, as they've seen that chance come to fruition once today already, as the 0-2 is outside and in the dirt. Ball one. Well, fancy move by the catcher Hanchy there to get the ball back to the ball boy. As again, last inning we saw Steve Solis come out and play ball boy, as he's down there coaching first, as this one's grounded towards third. Instead, it'll hook towards the dugout, and the count remains 1-2. So Steve Solis hoping to get a little bit more working down there in the first base coaching position, as he has not been able to talk to anybody since Braylon Wimmer reached on a strikeout in the fourth. Here's the pitch, swinging a high pop-up, another pop-up. This one looks to be the second baseman's ball, as Xander Darby underneath it makes the catch, and another 1-2-3 inning. We head to the top of the seventh, and we may not need to stretch in the bottom of the inning. It's 1-1 our score here at Chicchansi Park. We'll be back after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do,
because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the seventh inning here from downtown Fresno. We are just over an hour and 10 minutes into this ballgame and already in the seventh inning. And we can call the league after this ballgame and say pitch clock who? As it is 8:06 as the first pitch of the seventh inning is swung on and missed. Guillermo Williamson behind the count 0-1. Guillermo Williamson is one of the two batters in this entire ballgame to have reached via the hit. He singled back in the first. And that was the last time we saw a base hit, as this one's outside for ball one. Counts even at one ball and one strike. 1-1 pitch now to Williamson, swinging a miss. That would appear to be a breaking ball, as now he's behind in the count, 1-2. So one run, two hits, one error for the Giants. One run, no hits, no errors for the Grizzlies. As we are in a pitcher's duel, as this one inside ball two, and the count pulls even 2-2. So Fresno State night this evening. It's on timeout, and Parker T-Bear hanging out before first pitch as this one's fouled off to the right side. Count remains 2-2, and wouldn't it be great to see Tommy Hopfe do something special on Fresno State night? Maybe come out here in the bottom of the seventh after we've all had the chance to stretch and give these Grizzlies fans something to stand up and stretch about again, as the 2-2 pitch to Williamson is skied into right center field, and that may be the first hit since the first inning, and it is. It's down for extra bases. Tenna back to make the play on off the wall. Gets this one back in, and by the end of that play, well, Guillermo Williamson, the leadoff man, is on board with a double. So fans, the Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair, and we thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. You could have given me a Chick-fil-A sandwich right before the game, and I think it would still be hot now. As we are in the top of the seventh inning, and it's not because of the heat. As Jacob Christian strides in, runner in scoring position. Now this one's lined into left field, and that's a base hit. And remaining at third, Williamson hits the brakes, as with no outs, no reason to press the issue. And now the Giants have a little something going here in the top of the seventh inning. In the last two batters, they have equaled the amount of base hits that they had in their first six innings. As Brian Mena still on the mound, and now that will draw a mound visit from Jerry Sullivan, Grizzlies pitching coach. So, looking down to the Grizzlies bullpen, I believe that's number 28. Fidel Ulloa, warming for the Grizzlies. As we'll bring you some of Ulloa's stats in just a moment here. Mound visit for the Grizzlies. This is their, I believe, their third mound visit. We'll have to see what the home plate umpire Theo Arndt says in just a moment. He's out there to break up the party. And Well, it looks like he's just joined it as they're continuing to chat out there. I'm not sure if Theo's joining the conversation or saying, let's break it up. Here they come back to the plate, and looking at the hand up, that is the third mound visit for the Grizzlies now. As they look to tiptoe out of danger here, 1-1 our score, top of the seventh, but the Giants threatening with runners on the corners and nobody out for the six-hitter, Jeremiah Jenkins, designated hitter. Grizzlies bringing the infield about halfway, trying to negate the run as this one's fouled off to the left side, and the count's no balls and a strike. And if Brian Mena is able to get the out here, that will match his career high in innings pitched. Of course, that career high coming just last week in that 11-2 win on Thursday night. Here's the pitch. It's on the outside corner for a strike. No balls and two strikes. Again, Mena, one strike away from matching that career high, as he would love to blow that career high out of the water here. Maybe get the strikeout and then a double play, get him out of this inning with no harm done, as the 0-2 pitch to Jeremiah Jenkins is swung on and grounded towards first. A leaping play at first base and a foul ball. And the Grizzlies really kind of the beneficiary of that call, although a great play down there at first base. Aiden Longwell on the backhand, the southpaw ranging to his left, making the catch on a one-hopper, and he was just in foul territory, says the home plate umpire Theo Arndt. And again, really the Grizzlies kind of lucking out with that play, as there's a good chance the run may have scored, as the 0-2 once more is in the dirt. Good block by the catcher Castillo, and the count's 1-2. Again, Guillermo Williams had led off this inning with a double. Jacob Christian singled him over to third. And that's where they stand now. No outs, top of the seventh inning. Runners on the corners, as the Grizzlies look to fade that second run. As the 1-2 on its way from Mena, here it comes. Called strike three. And that's the first out of this inning. So for Mena, that matches his career high in innings pitched, and he has been much more efficient in this ballgame than he was even in his career high, in which he walked six batters just last Thursday. He's only walked two this evening, five strikeouts, and one run it was earned on that home run by Walker Martin way back in the first inning, as that will bring up Ty Hanschy, the left-handed batting catcher. As the Grizzlies still playing in a little bit up the middle, as they would hope to see a double play here, as this first pitch is just a bit outside for a ball. Castillo doing his best to frame that one and not getting the call from Theo behind the plate there, and it's a 1-0 count. One out here, top of the seventh, as the 1-0 pitch from Mena. From the stretch, here it comes, swinging a pop foul and out of play, and the count will remain, or count moves to one ball and one strike. We'd like to thank all the Fresno State fans for coming out this evening on Fresno State night here at the ballpark, as the Fresno State product Tommy Hopfe, ninth round draft pick for the Rockies, stands out in center field. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and Ty Hanschy now behind in the count 1-2 on a really good looking breaking ball from the righty Mena, and it's a 1-2 count. Also, coming to tonight's game, just to give a shout-out to my friends over at the Business Journal up there in the suites. Hope everyone's enjoying the ball game. As this game's been so quick, we might have to bring it back a second time, as this one's lined foul into the seats. And we'll do it again, one ball, two strikes. So again, keeping an eye down there in the Grizzlies' pen. I believe that's still Ulloa throwing, as Mena has once again matched his career high in innings pitched, but with a little bit of trouble in the seventh, he'll look to get out of it as the pitch is just a bit inside, actually a little bit low, and that's ball two. Two balls and two strikes. So really getting used to the vantage points again here at Chichansey Park. And just to remind you where we were a week ago, we were about half as high as we are here and about halfway closer to the plate down in Visalia, as we are up in the sky here at Chichansey Park, as this one's skied foul, and we'll do it again. So this next pitch will be the sixth of the at-bat to Ty Hanschy. So again, with runners on the corners, Grizzlies hoping to tiptoe out of this one with no harm done. Two hits already in the inning. Williamson led off the inning with a double. Jacob Christian followed that up with a single, and then a strikeout looking by Jeremiah Jenkins, and the 2-2 pitch misses outside ball three, and now the count goes full, 3-2. So this can go potentially one of two ways here, as now Castillo out to switch up the signs. Well, considering how this ballgame has gone thus far, this may go one of two ways, either a walk or a strikeout. As not a whole lot of hits in this ballgame. Two in this inning, though, as the payoff pitch coming, swinging a grounder towards first. The runner was going on the play, and the only play will be for Longwell to step on the bag himself, three unassisted. Two runners in scoring position now, as Jacob Christian was on his way to second on the pitch, on the payoff pitch. And with two away, now there are two runners in scoring position for Elian Rayo. Rayo 0 for 1. He also walked back in the fifth inning. And that is going to be it for the Grizzlies starter, Brian Mena. Mena going his career high, 6 2/3 innings, extending it from 6 1/3 just last Thursday. We'll be back here with a new pitcher from Chukchansey Park. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the seventh inning, still two away, and a new pitcher for the Grizzlies is the right-hander Fidel Ulloa. Ulloa, the 6'2", 205, 21-year-old out of Lodi, California, just north of here, gets the first pitch, misses for a ball. It's a 1-0 count to Elian Rayo. Rayo again, 0 for 1, grounded out in the second and walked back in the fifth. As the 1-0 pitch to Rayo is in the dirt. And it's ball two. So a little bit on Ulloa. Ulloa so far this year, his short time with the Grizzlies, this is his 10th appearance. He's 1-1 with a 3.12 earned run average. 8 2/3 innings pitched. He does have one save opportunity. Was not able to convert that. He's only allowed 3 earned runs, 5 runs total on 5 hits, as this is a swing and a miss on a 2-0 count. And Elian Rayo now with a 2-1 count and two away, as we hope to see Fidel Ulloa maybe pick up that 11th strikeout. He had 10 coming in, as this pitch is just inside, maybe a little bit high, and the count 3-1. So Fidel Ulloa, right-handed pitcher out of Louisiana State. He was the 7th round pick for the Rockies in this year's draft. Here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt. And the bases are loaded. Ulloa comes in and walks the first man he faces. And now the Grizzlies, hoping to still get out of this with no damage done. Runners on every base now for the Giants, but none across yet here in the top of the seventh, as Pitching staff has done a good job holding them. Runners on second and third are both a responsibility of the starter, Brian Mena, as Ulloa's man stands on first, and he faces now Estelín Cassiani. Cassiani on the afternoon, 0-for-2, takes the first pitch for a ball, and it's a 1-0 count. Cassiani grounded out in the third, struck out in the fifth. Now the pitch is in there for a strike, and the count's even at one ball and one strike. So for the Grizzlies, they hope to maybe fade this first run, perhaps score a run of their own in the bottom of the seventh. But first, Ulloa has to get through Cassiani as he grounds this one out to first. Longwell up with it, makes the play himself. Three unassisted on back-to-back plays, and the inning is over. The Giants leave the bases loaded. They come away with two hits, and that is all here in the seventh. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Stretch time from Chukchansey Park. We'll be back from downtown Fresno after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the seventh, Grizzlies fans have gotten up and stretched, and the Giants have stretched out a new arm as Tim Manning comes into the ballgame. Left-handed pitcher, we'll bring you more about him in just a moment as Braylon Wimmer takes the first pitch downstairs, and it's a 1-0 count to the three-hitter leading off this inning for the Grizzlies. So again, the Grizzlies really hoping they can get a base hit here as this one is in there for a strike. It's 1-1. A little bit on Manning. Manning, the left-handed thrower, 6'2", 195, 22-year-old, out of Coral Springs in Florida, as the pitch is grounded up the middle. The shortstop up with it. No, he boots it. And now Walker Martin ranged to his left only a couple of steps and just booted that one off the heel of his glove. And Braylon Wimmer, for the second time in this evening's ballgame, has reached courtesy of what I'm assuming will be the error. See what they rule that, as that ball, again, bouncing right off the heel of the glove of the shortstop. It might have looked a little tougher if you're down there at field level, but from up here you could see that was almost directly to him. He had to range about five steps to his left as it ricocheted off the glove, as this one is off the glove of the catcher. It's ball one, but Hanchy is able to recover it. And now official score are going to rule that a single out there towards shortstop. So now the Grizzlies, well, with their first hit of the ballgame. And that hit, well, it's going to extend Braylon Wimmer's hit streak up to 12 games now, as this one's rocketed into center field. Center fielder over to make the play. Cassiani can't get there in time. Now heading to third is Wimmer, as Cassiani bobbled the ball. And at the end of the play into second is Felix Tena. So Braylon Wimmer reaching third base. Tena ends up at second in what I'm going to guess was a single and an error out there in center field. And again, we'll see how that's scored. As indeed, it's a single and E8. as that's the second error on the Giants line. And now Tommy Hopfe with a chance to play hero in a Grizzlies uniform on Fresno State night. About to bare his claws and paws as he stands in from the right-handed side of the batter's box for the first time this evening after the mound visit. New arm, Tim Manning, welcome to the ballgame. He's allowed the first two runners to reach, as the Grizzlies have had more success against Manning in less than an inning than they had against the Giants starter Cale Lansville in six innings. As the first pitch to Tommy Hopfe misses outside for a ball, it's 1-0. So Hopfe, big opportunity here for not only himself and, of course, all the Fresno State fans in attendance, but the Grizzlies, whose jersey he now dons. The 1-0 pitch to Hopfe, swinging a foul, and the count's even at 1-1. So Hopfe wearing number 12, this Grizzlies squad. Well, he comes in at 292 in his limited play so far with the Grizzlies. This is his seventh game in a Grizzlies uniform. As the 1-1 pitch, here it comes. It is upstairs for a ball, and Hopfe back ahead in the count, 2-1. Again, we were talking back on Monday about the importance of a 1-1 pitch, as it dictates where you're going in this at-bat, as Lee Hopfe, good opportunity to see a hittable pitch here on 2-1. Here it is, and it's just at the knees for a called strike. That one I thought was just inside. No, home plate umpire Theo Arndt calling that a strike as it just nibbles the inside corner, and the count's even at 2. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a grounder out towards short. The shortstop, Martin, up with it. And Wimmer will have to stay put at third base. Score that 6-3 on the putout, and that's the first out of the bottom of the seventh. So Grizzlies fans, experience the ultimate party at Chickchansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Saloon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChickChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chickchansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chickchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch to Blake Wright is fouled off. Counts nothing and one to the Grizzlies' third baseman. As we are here in the bottom of the seventh, in what has to this point been a very briskly played ballgame, although the seventh inning on both sides have slowed it down just a bit. As the 0-1 pitch is outside and in the dirt, and on the way home is Braylon Wimmer. He scores on the wild pitch, and the Grizzlies take a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the seventh. Going to score that a wild pitch, in all likelihood on the pitcher, Tim Manning. And just like that, a run across for the Grizzlies, and they take a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. As that is indeed a wild pitch. And now the Grizzlies still with a man in scoring position, now with one out, and no one on second as this one misses for ball two. It's a 2-1 count to Blake Wright. Blake Wright, if he can do a little of what he did in last week's ballgame in Visalia, which he had two home runs last week's series in Visalia, the Grizzlies will be sitting pretty as he swings and misses at this one, and it's 2-2. So again, Blake Wright. Blake Wright comes in a Grizzlies uniform. He has 15 hits. Well, six of those going for doubles and two for home runs. So more than half of his base hits have been for extra bases as he swings and misses. He's down on strikes for the second out of the inning. First strikeout now for Tim Manning. And that will bring up the catcher, Juan Castillo. Castillo batting seventh. So Blake Wright down on strikes as he was bumped down in the lineup and favor of Tommy Hopfe on Fresno State night as Juan Castillo strides in. First pitch to him is outside and high. A good save by the catcher, Ty Hanchy, and it's a 1-0 count. So Castillo comes into this bat right at 200, sitting on the Mendoza line. No home runs, three runs batted in. He'd love to get his fourth here as this pitch is in there for a strike, and it's a 1-1 count. So Castillo, just his 13th ball game in a Grizzlies uniform. It's the 1-1 pitch. Here it comes. Swinging a high chopper out towards third. Third baseman Arroyo up with it. Throws across the diamond. And that's the third out. But the Grizzlies do pick up a run on two hits. They get their first two hits. And they lead these San Jose Giants 2-1 heading to the top of the eighth inning. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball from downtown Fresno at Chukchansey Park. I'm Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice on 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Chukchansey Park here. Top of the eighth inning. Brand new ballgame for the Grizzlies. 2-1 our score after they pick up a run in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch to the leadoff man, Lisbel Diaz, is swung on and missed as Fidel Ulloa on for his second inning of work. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed, and it's quickly nothing and two. So the Grizzlies, Fidel Ulloa, he came in and got the last out. He did walk a batter, but he was able to get the last out, as this one is a ball in the dirt, check swing, and by the time Castillo was able to get it, the runner in Lisbel Diaz will reach on a strikeout, drop third strike. Actually, it was I believe what's going to be a wild pitch, as that ball was way outside. And the Giants have a leadoff base runner. That'll bring up Walker Martin. Martin 1-for-2. He led off the scoring with a home run back in the first inning, as the score currently 2-1. And now that one fouled right off the mask of the catcher, Juan Castillo. And he will take the mask off, take a deep breath, as now out comes the trainer, as that was a hard foul right off the mask of Castillo. He's still on his knees behind the plate. As count your fingers, young man, as out comes Grizzlies trainer Justin Wilson to have us talk with him, as that is a dangerous type of foul ball. Just a foul tip right off the bat and into the mask of Castillo, as he is still on his knees. So now they head back to the dugout, does Justin Wilson and Steve Solis. So Castillo taking a few deep breaths. Now he's smiling down there, so I'm hoping he's feeling better than that looked, as that was a nasty shot he took off the mask. And you know, catcher's gear has improved throughout the years, but it doesn't matter how good it improves, you're going to feel that. As the count 0-1 to Walker Martin, as now the runner goes, the throw down to second, not in time. Lisbel Diaz with a stolen base. The pitch was a swinging strike. So the count's now 0-2, but the Giants now with a runner in scoring position and nobody out here in the top of the eighth inning. So stolen base by Diaz. As for Lisbel Diaz, stolen base number 8 on the season, as the Grizzlies lead 2-1. The Giants threatening here in the top of the eighth inning. Runner in scoring position, no outs. And the heart of the lineup due up with Walker Martin on 0-2. Here's the pitch from Ulloa. Instead, it's going to be a time called at the plate. And the way that the home plate umpire Theo Arndt waved his arms, I was thinking we might have a balk called. Instead, it's a timeout. Juan Castillo kind of saving the day at the last minute. And heads up, Grizzlies fans. Starting June 1st, Chichansey Park has enacted a clear bag policy. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for understanding as we continue to make Chichansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. 0-2 pitch misses as it's a 1-2 count now to the Giants' number two hitter, Walker Martin. Martin has homered. He's also walked. He was picked off, though, back in the sixth inning, and now he is struck out for the first out of the eighth. So what got us where we are? Lizbel Diaz struck out to lead off the inning, but the ball got away from the catcher, Juan Castillo. It was a wild pitch by Fidel Ulloa that allowed the leadoff man Diaz to reach. He then stole second. Castillo was his seventh of the season. And that got us to where we are when Walker Martin struck out, and that brings up Xander Darby. Darby 0-for-3 as he takes the first pitch for a ball. Nothing in one. Darby 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. He wears the sombrero as Fidel Ulloa hopes to paint it gold here in the top of the eighth. The 1-0 pitch now to Darby is in the dirt, and it gets away, and that's going to allow the runner to advance. Lizbel Diaz advancing on the second wild pitch of the inning. As the Grizzlies took the lead in the bottom of the seventh as they hope to not give it right back here in the top of the eighth. But the tying run now standing 90 feet away, and that's going to draw a mound visit from Grizzlies pitching coach Jerry Sullivan. So we'll take you through this ballgame, and it won't take us long, folks, as the first run scored in the top of the first on a Walker Martin home run. Grizzlies able to tiptoe out of danger in that top of the first. And in the bottom of the first, well, the Grizzlies got right back on the board on a Felix Tena ground out that scored Aiden Longwell. And that is where we stood literally until the seventh inning. Top of the seventh, the Giants put together a bit of a scoring threat and ended up leaving the bases loaded to end the seventh inning as they were turned away with nothing. And then the Grizzlies, the bottom of the seventh, well, they picked up a run on a wild pitch, and that put us where we are right now as the Grizzlies look to keep it right there. They lead 2-1, Giants with a significant scoring threat here in the top of the eighth inning. There is one out, runner on third, as the pitch on its way is in the dirt, and that's ball three. So now Ulloa having a little bit of trouble finding that control, and the silver lining is if you do end up walking Xander Darby, well, that does set up the double play as the 3-0 pitch is outside ball four, and that's exactly what happens here. Ulloa has his second walk given up. Xander Darby reaches first on the free pass. A little bit more on Darby. He has not yet attempted a steal this season. He is playing in his 10th game. As now there are runners on the corners. Grizzlies' middle infield moves back a few steps. They fall back into double play depth. Now they go all the way into double play depth. They're going to commit 4-2 as the first pitch to Guillermo Williamson misses for a ball upstairs. It's a 1-0 count. Williamson, he strides in. He's actually 2-for-3. Picked up the Giants' second hit back in the first inning and then doubled to lead off the seventh. He was stranded at third as this one's fouled off and the count's even at one. Tying run 90 feet away. One out. Runners on the corners. Grizzlies hoping for a double play ball here. It's the righty on lefty matchup. Here's the pitch. It is above the letters. And it's ball two. 2-1. So Ulloa getting in a little bit of trouble here in the top of the eighth inning. hoping to tiptoe his way out of danger. Nobody up and throwing in either bullpen. So right now, this is Ulloa's game. As the 2-1 pitch is high fly ball into center field. Back on it goes Hopfe. He is back on the track, looks up, and it's gone. And Hopfe takes part of the wall with him. Now as it's come apart. And that one is going to be a 3-run home run. Hopfe now getting up and looking at the fence saying, what happened? And now the Grizzlies looking at the scoreboard saying what happened as it's a 4-2 lead on the Williamson home run. For Williamson, that's home run number 12. A 3-run shot. Drives home Xander Darby and Lizbel Diaz. And now Ulloa on the hook for the loss. As we look out towards center field, it appears they've put that wall back into place. As a bit of a scary play out there as Tommy Hopfe took a hard hit when he came down. He stayed on his posterior for a couple of moments there at the base of the wall. And now we hope that doesn't have to happen again as maybe secure that thing as the 4-2 lead now for the Giants, and that brings up Jacob Christian. Christian, 1-for-3, strides in. He singled back in the seventh inning, and at the time, that gave the Giants really the best hitting or best scoring opportunity they've had all game, including the first inning, as they had runners on the corners with no outs. This one's grounded hard to third. A diving play by Blake Wright. Throw across the diamond. Gets him. And there are two down. Jacob Christian grounding out 5-3 on the putout. A dazzling play out there at third base. Blake Wright on the dive. Backhanded play. Springs to his feet and throws across the diamond to retire Jacob Christian. There are two away. And that brings up Jeremiah Jenkins. Jenkins struck out in his last at bat. As Ulloa, facing the left-handed hitter, gets the first pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. So Ulloa now on the hook for the loss, after he's allowed 3 runs on that home run. Here's the 0-1, swing and a miss, strike two. And Jeremiah Jenkins way behind in the count now, 0-2. It seems like that home run ball very often is what wakes up a pitcher, and it's what you don't want to wake up a pitcher, as Ulloa's looked good here. This one, outside ball one. It's a 1-2 count. So after that home run by Williamson, a dazzling play out there at third base by Blake Wright. Got this crowd a little bit more into it as the 1-2 is grounded right back to the mound. Ulloa, quick reflexes, flips to first, score that 1-3 on the putout, and the side is retired. But the Grizzlies allow a 3-spot here. They trail now 4-2, heading to the bottom of the 8th inning. We'll be back from Chukchansey Park. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Grizzlies now trail 4-2 after a 3-run top of the eighth. They look to come from behind with Jason Hinchman leading off this inning. He hits this one high in there out to left field. Back on at the left fielder, and Christian makes the catch about 10 feet in front of the track, and that's the first out. So Fans for the Cure reminds you that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. 1 in 8 men in the U.S. will be diagnosed with prostate cancer over the course of their lifetimes. If you are 40 or older, have a discussion with your doctor about having a baseline PSA test. For more information, go to fansforthecure.org. We want to keep you in the game. First pitch from Manning now to Brad Cumbest is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Again, fans, take care of your health as Brad Cumbest swings and misses. He's deep in the count, 0-2. And again, a big shout-out to my dad, if he's listening. Just fought and beat prostate cancer just last year. Congratulations, and happy you were able to do so, Dad. As we know, there are many who have not, and, well, make sure you're not on that list, as this one is upstairs. Ball 1-2 now to Brad Cumbest. Cumbest came in, 142, two home runs, and 18 driven in. And as we said earlier, Cumbest has sneaky power, so you see what he can do in batting practice as he fouls this one back to the net. Count remains 1-2. So Tim Manning still on the mound. He's southpaw facing off against the right-handed bat of Brad Cumbest. Big 6'6 right-hander takes this one inside, and the count is 1-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So we mentioned earlier, there's the ball boy doing his duty, as earlier in this ballgame, Steve Solis had to do that. He had just headed towards the third base dugout, did the ball boy, when another foul ball came in, and Steve decided, hey, this looks like fun. I'm going to try it, as Cumbest swings and misses, and there's no fun in that. He's down on strikes for the second out of the inning. And that will bring up the top of the order, Aiden Longwell. So if there's any part of the order to get a rally going, this is the part of the order, as Longwell strides in. 0-for-2, he did walk back in the first. He scored the Grizzlies' first run way back in the bottom of the first inning. He takes his first pitch. The bottom drops out. It's ball one. And a 1-0 count to the Grizzlies' first baseman. And Longwell, earlier in this ballgame, made a really snazzy play down at first on a ball and foul territory. Backhanded it, as this one's in there for a strike. And he backhanded the ball in foul territory. It's actually a good thing that it was a foul, as that was a foul ball in the 7th inning with runners on the corners. Likely would have scored a run, as this one's fouled off to the left side and into the netting. And then around the netting and into the seats, finding the only 4 or 5 fans sitting down there in the front row of that section 109. As the count's 1-2 now to Longwell, the pitch. Swinging a high drive right field, and you can put that one on the board as long as it stays fair, and it does. And the netting keeping the kids safe out there, and now it is foul. That ball, from up here, I thought that ball was going to end up fair. It bounced off the netting right in front of the splash park in right field. As that ball called foul. As Aiden Longwell will head back to the plate on a ball that really I thought was going to hook inside the foul pole. That ball must have gone foul by just a couple of inches. As now back on 1-2, here stands in Aiden Longwell, the pitch. Swinging at, it's a base hit in the right field. So not quite as good as the result that I thought had happened just a moment ago, but Longwell on board with a single, and the Grizzlies bring the tying run to the plate. Tying run striding to the plate in the form of Tevin Tucker. Tucker, 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts and a pop-out. But he's got the opportunity to potentially keep this Grizzlies lineup ticking as he strides in. 181 coming in to this at-bat. 3 home runs, 21 driven in. Longwell leads off first with 2 down. The pitch to Tucker is inside and low for a ball. And it's a 1-0 count. Again, that home run, or what I thought was a home run, that was had home run distance all over it. It bounced about 3/4 of the way up the netting that protects the splash park out there in right field as this one's popped foul and out of play. Counts 1-1. So, again, we look at that foul ball, a long foul ball. As the pitch clock resets and we're back underway. 1-1 count to Tevin Tucker, 2 away. In the bottom of the 8th, here's the pitch. It's in the dirt, and the catcher Now, Ty Hanchy having a little bit of trouble with it, but it didn't get far enough away for Longwell to advance. He will remain at first, and the count is 2-1. Now to the Grizzlies' second baseman, Tevin Tucker. As we take a look down in that Grizzlies bullpen, Connor Eaton back up in the bullpen for the Grizzlies. As this one misses ball three, it's a 3-1 count, and now we'll see if the Grizzlies can do something with this. Good hitters count with Aiden Longwell leading off first. Tevin Tucker at the plate. Here's the pitch as that one misses upstairs for a ball. And now two consecutive base runners have reached for the Grizzlies, and the tying run is on base. The go-ahead run at the plate in the form of Braylon Wimmer. And this is who you want at the plate as Braylon Wimmer strides in. As we had some Chick-fil-A earlier this evening up in the press box, we'll hope for some Wimmer chicken dinner here. As if he is able to do it, he's done 14 times this year. He'll put the Grizzlies ahead, but first, his main focus is to get on base here with two away. First pitch to Wimmer is downstairs, ball one. A 1-0 count. Aiden Longwell leading off first. Aiden Longwell leading off second. Tevin Tucker on first. Reverse of their positions. Longwell the first baseman. Tucker the second baseman. Here's the pitch to Wimmer. It's fouled off to the right side. And that's the second ball we've seen go off the support wires for the netting this evening. And mentioned that a few innings ago. Back in 2022, my first full season with the Grizzlies, I did not see a single ball skip off of that wire. Well, we've seen two this evening as the 1-1 pitch to Wimmer is fouled back to the screen, and now he's behind in the count 1-2. So Braylon Wimmer on the evening, he's 1-for-3, but he has actually reached base all three times. Reached on an error in the first, reached on a strikeout on a drop third strike wild pitch in the fourth, and then extended his hit streak in the seventh inning. He takes this one in the dirt for ball. And it's a 2-2 count. So fans, remember, come out to the ballgame tomorrow night, 7:05, last Friday game of the season. You can come out and see your Grizzlies in action on Touch a Truck Night. Bunch of trucks from our Fresno and Clovis law enforcement out here as this one misses inside and the count goes full. And now Wimmer with a great opportunity here. Runners will be in motion with two down on a full count. And if he's able to gap something, there's a very good chance he could score Tevin Tucker all the way from first and at least tie this ball game up. As the payoff pitch, here it comes. Runners go outside ball four, and the bases are loaded. Three straight runners now for the Grizzlies have reached as they look to do something here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and that will draw a mound visit from the Giants pitching coach Dan Runsler. He comes out and meets with the entire infield. There is some action down there in the Giants' pen. As we will try to find out who that is momentarily. As Connor Eaton continues to warm in the Grizzlies bullpen. As now the mound visit has come to a conclusion. Dan Runsler heads back to the Giants third base dugout. And the infield disperses. So Runsler back to his post in the dugout as the Grizzlies get to their posts on first, second, and third. Wimmer leads off first, Tucker off second, Longwell off third. The first pitch to Felix Tena is lifted in the air down the right field line. It's in foul territory, a sliding attempt, and that slide may have been more to put on the brakes than anything, as Lisbel Diaz didn't really have a shot at that one. He chased it the whole way. That ball just kind of hung up there in right field into foul territory, and Felix Tena probably watching that thing the whole way saying, keep going, keep going, keep going, just as he did last night to the Jason Hinchman foul ball that I mentioned earlier flew into the Fresno Social Club as we were thinking that was going to end up being a home run. This one's a check swing. He did not go. Ball in the dirt. Counts 1-1. Now to Tena. So Tena, again, last night's ball game, I believe, was off the bat of Hinchman. There was a pitch that missed being a home run just by a couple of feet, and Tena was trying to encourage the umpire. That was fair. And instead, it was called foul as this one is outside ball two. 2-1 count. As Tim Manning continues to really make life hard on himself here in his second inning of work. Manning, the lefty, comes set, kicks and fires on 2-1, and that's a ground ball through the hole, a base hit into left field. Now on his way, rounding third, on his way to the plate is Tevin Tucker. He scores, and we are tied in the bottom of the eighth inning. A 2-RBI single by Felix Tena ties this ball game up in the bottom of the eighth, and it's a brand new ball game. Grizzlies still threatening, and that will be all for the lefty, Tim Manning. Manning's going to leave this inning with 1 2/3 innings pitched, as we will bring you some more information on the new arm after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball, all tied up here in the bottom of the eighth inning from Chicchansi Park in downtown Fresno. We'll be back on 790 ESPN, FresnoGrizzlies.com, Stream Guys, and the Valley Live app after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
New arm for the Giants is number 51. Actually, pardon me, number 59, Cameron Ferrer. Ferrer will face Tommy Hopfe, the Fresno State product. He swings and misses at this first pitch, and Hopfe had bad intentions on that swing, as the count is now 0-1. So I'll bring you a little bit on the new arm, Cameron Ferrer, in just a moment. But first, the 0-1 to Hopfe is in the dirt. Ball one. So Cameron Ferrer strides in, the 5'11", 182 right-hander out of Carmel, Indiana. As the 2-1 is out, or the 1-1 is outside, ball two. And it's a 2-0 count. So Ferrer, in his young career, this is his fifth appearance. As Ferrer, the 25-year-old, this is his fourth professional season. As the 2-1 pitches upstairs, ball three, and it's a 3-1 count to Tommy Hopfe. And Hopfe, again, reminder, well, he got his seventh base hit in a Grizzlies uniform, and it came in a, or sixth base hit in the Grizzlies uniform, and it came in a big way in last night's ball game, a home run. He ended up the game with another walk and a single, as this one is lifted foul down the left field line and out of play. It's a full count now to the Grizzlies center fielder. Hopfe is grounded out to short in all three at-bats, giving that shortstop, Walker Martin, plenty of opportunities. Martin, of course, has one error on the ballgame. But Hopfe would like it nothing less, or nothing more than to give no one the opportunity for an error, as with a full count, the runners will be in motion again. We've already seen that once this inning. But Felix Tena playing the hero here in the bottom of the eighth inning. A 2-RBI single has us all tied up. Bottom of the eighth, the 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and Hopfe down on strikes. But the Grizzlies are able to come tie it up. Two runs on two hits. They leave two, and at the end of eight, we are tied at four. We'll be back from downtown Fresno after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. We'll be back at Chicchancy Park right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the ninth inning, all tied up now at Chicchancy Park. Four apiece as the new pitcher, the Grizzlies, Connor Eaton, comes in. The first pitch from Eaton, here it is. It is inside, and did that get him? Yes, it did. First pitch, it's Connor Eaton. Hits the leadoff man of the inning, Ty Hanchy. Hanchy on base now with a hit by pitch. And the Giants with a quick base runner here in the top of the ninth inning. So now the Grizzlies and Connor Eaton, the new arm, hoping to keep him right where he is. That brings up Elian Rayo. Rayo takes the first pitch for a strike, nothing in one. So hit by pitch leads off the inning. He stands down there at first, Ty Hanchy. Also, this inning, new catcher for the Grizzlies, Ben McCabe. He takes over for Juan Castillo, and you're wondering if that replacement, as this one is up in the zone, ball two, wondering if that replacement has anything to do with the foul ball that we saw bounce off the mask of Juan Castillo just a couple innings ago. It was a shot straight back on a foul tip that went right into the mask. And I mentioned earlier, they have improved the gear, improve the technology, as that one's in for a strike. It's a 1-2 count. Rayo behind in the count now. Again, they can improve the equipment all they want to, but boy, when you take a shot off the mask like that, you feel it. So it wouldn't surprise me if he's got a little bit of a headache down in the Grizzlies' dugout as Rayo calls time. And he did not leave the box. And we haven't talked about that too much this evening, as Darius Perry, catcher for the Grizzlies, sits in the Grizzlies' dugout. But players taking time out in unique ways. And we'll, I'm sure, talk about that more this week as this one's fouled back to the screen. And it's a 1-2 count. So let's bring you some numbers on Connor Eaton, the new arm for the Grizzlies, reliever. He's appearing in his eighth game. No wins, no losses. A 1.13 earned run average. 10 strikeouts to one walk for the lefty. He's also now hit two. Came in with one-hit batsman. He led off the inning with a hit-by-pitch on Ty Hanchy as the 1-2 pitch to Rayo is grounded foul, and we'll do it again. So Eaton comes in with eight innings pitched. He's only allowed five hits and only one earned run. A 21-year-old out of Hopewell, Virginia, drafted in the sixth round of the MLB draft just this year. Eaton out of George Mason. Played his college ball as the 1-2 is inside, and Rayo has to dance out of danger, and the count's even at two balls and two strikes. So the man at the plate, Elian Rayo, and a 21-year-old in his fourth professional season. He spent the last 2 years in the ACL League. He hit 238, which is 10 ticks under his current average at 248. The pitch now swing and a miss, and that average drops a little bit there as Rayo down on strikes. His first strikeout on the evening, and the first strikeout now for Connor Eaton. 11th strikeout on the season in just 8 1/3 innings pitched now. So that strikeout brings up Estanlin Cassiani. Cassiani 0 for 3 as the first pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, nothing and 1. Top of the ninth, 4-4 our score. Grizzlies tying this ballgame up on a 2-RBI single in the bottom of the eighth. Felix Tena playing the hero to this point as the 0-1 pitch, here it comes. It is just a bit outside as McCabe tries to frame that one, does not get the call from Theo Arndt, and the count's even at 1. Cassiani stands in, the left-handed hitter against the left-handed pitcher. 1-1 pitch is grounded out towards short. Wimmer now up with a fancy throw back to Tucker. The throw over to first is not in time. 6-4, and the 3 couldn't quite back it up. But score that 6-4 on the fielder's choice. A tough play as Wimmer had to range far to his right. He backhanded that one. He spun very nicely just to get the lead runner at second. And there are two down. Hanchy retired at second base. He is replaced by Cassiani, and the top of the order in Lisbel Diaz now striding to the plate. Diaz, he's 0 for 4. He did strike out in his last at-bat, but also scored as he reached on the fielder's choice. Or, I'm sorry, on the strike out. As the pickoff over to first, not in time. Fielder's choice. What we just saw just a moment ago. Cassiani down there at first base, grounding into the fielder's choice. And that brought up the top of the order. Lisbel Diaz takes the first pitch for a strike, about a half swing, but it doesn't matter, as home plate umpire Theo Arndt says, yes, sir, that is a strike. So Diaz, long stretch. Now back in the box, here's the 0-1, and it's fouled back again. And it's nothing in two. So the Grizzlies and Connor Eaton looking to get out of this with no damage done. Eaton led off this inning hitting the leadoff man Ty Hanchy. He was retired on the fielder's choice that we just saw. Alien Rayo, between those two plays, struck out swinging. And now on 0-2, instead a throw over to first. And once again, Cassiani back in safely. So Cassiani standing over there at first base. He's one of the longer tenured Giants on this squad. This is his 65th game. He has stolen 6 bases as the 0-2 pitch is inside as the right-handed batting Lisbel Diaz holds his pose, giving the umpire plenty of time to see where that ball missed. As don't usually see a batter frame a pitch, but that's, I think, what we just saw. Now on the way to second and set a called strike 3. So Cassiani was breaking to second, and a little bit of a late strike called there by home plate umpire Theo Arndt, but it counts all the same. Second strikeout for Connor Eaton as we head to the bottom of the ninth. Grizzlies look to walk it off here at Chukchansey Park. From downtown Fresno, I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Chukchansey Park. Grizzlies hoping to walk it off here in the bottom of the ninth inning. 4-4 our score. 4 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the visiting Giants. 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Grizzlies. As the Grizzlies hope to walk it off here in their lowrider jerseys. So Blake Wright strides in. Again, right, if he's able to do what he did last week, well, we'll be going home happy at Chukchansey Park. But his number one directive is to get on base, as he is the winning run, the walk-off run for these Grizzlies. Blake Wright standing in. First pitch from Ferrer is in there for a strike, and it's nothing and one. So right on the night, 0 for 3, two groundouts and a strikeout as the shortstop. Walker Martin has been busy out there. His total numbers in just a moment. But first, the 0-1 is a swing and a miss, and Blake Wright had bad intentions with that swing, and he's deep in the count now, nothing and two. So, talking about the shortstop out there. Walker Martin, 5 assists on the ballgame. This one's hit high and deep into right field, but not deep enough, as back on at about 15 steps is the right fielder, Lisbel Diaz, for the first out. Scored F9 on the putout. Fans, Grizzlies back here at home for the final season. And speaking of home, Les Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Les Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious one- and two-bedroom apartments. Visit our website at lesprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. And we thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the ninth inning. As in strides, Ben McCabe, this is his first at-bat of the ballgame. He took over for starting catcher Juan Castillo just last inning. As this one's laced foul and towards the Giants' dugout, and the count's 1-1. The Grizzlies hoping to walk this ballgame off here, bottom of the ninth inning. As this one's all tied up at 4. As the 1-1 pitch is upstairs, ball 2, it's a 2-1 count. So the Grizzlies and the Giants both off to an early start here. Giants jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the top of the first. Grizzlies came right back in the bottom of the first and tied this ballgame up, and that's where we were until the bottom of the seventh. Now on 2-1, here's the pitch way upstairs as he continues to climb the ladder. And now Cameron Ferrer with a 3-1 count against Ben McCabe. McCabe came in hitting 187, two home runs, 16 driven in for the Grizzlies catcher. He swings and misses, and the count's full, 3-2. So Ben McCabe, again with two home runs on the year. McCabe now in his 64th game with the Grizzlies on the season. In those 64 ball games, amassed 38 hits. It's a 187 average. On-base percentage, .297. So the thing that McCabe does is he swings and misses at this one, and that's the second out of the inning. McCabe down on strikes, as McCabe came in, of course, for Juan Castillo just last inning, and now he heads back to the dugout. That brings up Jason Hinchman. Hinchman, 0 for 3. He's flown out in all three of his at-bats, one to each side of the field. F8 in the second, F9 in the fifth, and F7 just last inning to lead off last inning. As Hinchman strides in, looking to play hero here in the bottom of the ninth. The Grizzlies' first pitch from Ferrer is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's no balls and one strike. So the Grizzlies coming from behind in the eighth inning as the 0-1 pitch is a little further out. Now this one outside as Hinchman has played walk-off hero this year twice. A home run back on May 26th and a single back in Rancho in June as this one's fouled into the seats and the count's 1-2. So this will be walk-off number 9 if the Grizzlies are able to get this one walked off here at home. Of course, their most walk-offs come against Visalia. They have 3 against Visalia. Now a pitch clock violation as count is 2-2. As the pitcher, Cameron Ferrer, not able to get this one off in time. And the count's even at 2-2 with 2 away. And now Ferrer on 2-2. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Hinchman down on strikes. And we are going to be playing some extra baseball here from Chick Chansey. So, end of 9. 4-4 our score. We get to the top of the 10th. We will bring you the Ghost Runner in just a moment from Chick Chansey Park. I'm Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, HeroesGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and 790 ESPN.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Top of the 10th inning, extra baseball, free baseball for Chick Chansey Park and the Grizzlies fans here. Folks, again, be sure to come out to the ballgame tomorrow night, 7:05 first pitch. But first, we got some business to finish here at Chick Chansey. The runner on second, placed runner in the top of the 10th, is going to be Lizbel Diaz, as the leadoff man Walker Martin, the number 2 hitter, will lead off in the top of the 10th inning against the new arm, Nathan Blasick. Blasick takes the hill. 6-3, 2-10. First pitch is a swing and a miss. Walker Martin behind in the count, 0-1. So Martin, earlier in this ballgame, way back in the first inning, hit his first home run of the season. And since then, it's been pretty quiet from him. A ground out and a strikeout. He also walked back in the sixth inning as the one pitch is downstairs. Ball one, a 1-1 count. From Nathan Blasick, the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania native, 19th round pick for the Rockies in this year's draft. As the 1-1 pitch from Blasick is just a bit outside and downstairs, and it's ball two. Blasick enters his fifth game with a 2.08 earned run average, 4 1/3 innings pitched, 7 strikeouts to 4 walks. He's given up 1 run, it was earned. As the 2-1 pitch is downstairs again, ball three. And now after jumping out to an early 0-1 count, Blasick has fallen behind here, 3-1. So Lizbel Diaz, the ghost runner, leading off second. And instead a time called. Is that called by the battery? Not by the batter. First disengagement as the 3-1 pitch is way outside ball four, and it's a 5-pitch walk to Walker Martin. So Martin putting the walk-in Walker down at first base. And Grizzlies fans, experience the ultimate party at Chicchansi. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Saloon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChicChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chicchansi Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chicchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the 10th inning. And this ballgame flew by so quickly in the middle innings as Sander Darby swings and misses. He's behind in the count 0-1. This ballgame flew behind so quickly in those mid-innings. I think that's the first time we've had a live ad read and extra innings this year. As we are in the top of the 10th, as the 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike, and it's quickly nothing and two. Xander Darby, and as much as you'd like to get Darby on the strikeout here, it would almost be more beneficial for the Grizzlies to end up with a double play ball. Either way, get him out, as this one misses outside for a ball. It's 1-2. And Darby comes in. He walked in his last at-bat, but before that, he has struck out swinging in his other three at-bats. He's 0 for 3. As the pitch is swinging a miss, and he is wearing gold. The golden sombrero for Xander Darby. 4 strikeouts on the evening. First strikeout for Blasic. And there is one out here in the top of the 10th inning. And the Grizzlies, well, if they can hold the Giants to no runs in the top of the 10th, it's going to make their life much easier to walk this ballgame off, as really all they'd have to do is get a good hit to the outfield. Jason Hinchman will be that ghost runner out of second. And Hinchman, of course, with 10 steals on the year, he's got wheels, as the first pitch to Guillermo Williamson misses downstairs for a ball. Williamson, of course, doing a lot of the damage for this Giants squad. Singled back in the first, doubled back in the seventh, excuse me, and a home run in the eighth. So he's actually a triple away from the cycle as time called. And there was a ball that came from the bullpen. As now I was trying to see what happened, and before I was able to look up, our ball boy ran out of that third base dugout and out of my view. As the umpire emphatically calling time now with on 1-0, here's the pitch, and it's grounded out towards second. Tucker to Wimmer to Hinchman, or Longwell, excuse me, and that's a double play. So the Grizzlies look to walk it off in the bottom of the 10th. Giants come up empty. We head to the bottom of the 10th. 4-4 our score from Chicchansi Park. We'll be back to downtown Fresno and hopefully a walk-off win for the Grizzlies after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the 10th inning, Grizzlies look to walk it off after holding the Giants scoreless in the top of the 10th. That ghost runner, Lizbel Diaz, stranded after the 4-6-3 double play went Tucker to Wimmer to Longwell to end the inning. And the man who I erroneously called a moment ago, Hinchman, will be the ghost runner at second. And now we have a pinch hitter, as the pinch hitter is going to be Grizzlies number 24, Caleb Hobson. He's speedster, but right now his speed really doesn't matter, as the Grizzlies would love to see a walk-off right here. As if Hobson's able to drive one into the outfield, there's a good chance that Jason Hinchman out there at second base is going to be able to score the winning walk-off run for these Grizzlies. Kanoa Pagan, the new pitcher for the Giants, first pitch to him. Instead of a swing, it's going to be a bunt attempt, and he pulls it back. Ball one outside. That's Kanoa David Pagan from Campbell, California. The Giants' 2019 19th round draft pick. And 6'2", 190, 25-year-old. As he will face off against the Grizzlies. Now sole owner of the number 3 single-season stolen base record. As now he squares around to bunt again. It's a foul ball. And the count's 1-1 to Caleb Hobson. He's pinch hitting for Brad Cumbest. Cumbest ends his evening 0-3. Two strikeouts and a pop-out. As we take a look at Kanoa Pagan, his numbers coming in with the Giants, 4 appearances. This is his 5th, and he has a 9 earned run average, 9.0. A 4 innings pitched, as this one is bunted at, and he went at it. See, that was a foul ball, I believe the umpire signaled. As a little bit of a scramble at the plate there, Ty Hanchy out to make the play. I don't know if he thought that went fair and had to turn around to tag Hobson. By the time he would have tagged Hobson, if Hobson had taken off to run, I think he might have been 3/4 of the way down to first with his speed. Either way, it's a 1-2 count now, as the infield still corners in. The first baseman, Williamson, way in on the grass. He's even with the mound, and now he's in front of the mound as the pitch comes across. He was charging hard as it missed 2-2. Kanoa Pagan. So Pagan, again, looking at that line, 9 earned run average. He's allowed 4 runs, all of them earned, on 6 hits in only 4 innings, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks, and a hit batsman. So if the Grizzlies can make something happen here, this is the guy to do it against. As the right-hander kicks and fires, swing and a miss, and Hobson down on strikes for the first out of the bottom of the 10th inning. So the bad news is Hobson down on strikes. The good news is the top of the order in Aiden Longwell coming up, as Longwell hopes to walk this one off for the Grizzlies. Longwell on the evening, 1-for-3 with a walk. He walked and scored back in the first. He also scored in the 8th after singling. This one's in the dirt, gets away from the catcher, Hanchy, and now the Grizzlies on the wild pitch have the walk-off run 90 feet away. As the third base coach, Cesar Galvez, trying to pump up his man at third base, Jason Hinchman. As now with a runner on third, the outfield very shallow. As anything over their heads would end this game anyway, as this one is lined foul into the netting. And the count is 1-1. So that wild pitch moving Hinchman over to third, and that draws the entire outfield quite a bit more shallow than they would normally play a batter like Aiden Longwell. As Longwell on 1-1, here comes the pitch from Pagan. Swing and a miss on a pitch outside, off-speed pitch. And now Longwell behind in the count, 1-2. These Grizzlies able to hold the Giants scoreless in the top of the 10th. Now they've got some work to do here in the bottom of the inning as they hope to walk it off. Giants infield in. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a foul back to the screen. And we'll have to see at least one more pitch here. And if you're a Grizzlies fan, you'd love to see only one more pitch here. As it's a 4-4 tie, bottom of the 10th inning. 4 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Giants. 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Grizzlies. And on 1-2, Aiden Longwell facing Pagan. The pitch fouled back again. And Grizzlies fans on the edge of their seats here in the bottom of the 10th inning, as Aiden Longwell looks to be the hero. Behind in the count, 1-2, but he's fouled off. Two pitches in this at bat as he looks to put one in play here on 1-2. Swinging a grounder out towards short. Runner heading to the plate, and Longwell scores the winning run. The throw to the plate from Martin was a bit shallow. It bounced in the dirt. Hanchy unable to handle it, and the Grizzlies walk it off in 10 innings. Final score, 5-4. Fresno walks this one off in extras. As Longwell getting mobbed by his teammates out there at first base. And the Grizzlies are victorious in Game 3 of this six-game set against their rival Giants. Final lines and winning pitchers and a couple scores from around the league after this. The Grizzlies walk it off in 10, 5-4. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball from Chukchansey Park. I'm Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FreshlyGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grizzlies win 5-4 in a wild ball game from Chukchansey Park. A game that had a little bit of everything. A little bit of pitcher's duel, a little bit of high-scoring affair there in the late innings, and a walk-off win for your Fresno Grizzlies. Let's take you through how this ball game went. Well, it started off almost 2.5 hours ago. In fact, a little over 2.5 hours ago. We thought we were going to have a record pace here as the Giants and Grizzlies both traded runs in the first inning. The top of the first started the scoring on a Walker Martin home run to right field. That was his first of the year. The Grizzlies, however, came right back and scored their run on a Felix Tena RBI ground out, scoring Aiden Longwell. That had us at 1-1, and there is not a whole lot to talk about between then and the bottom of the seventh, as both squads traded zeros until the bottom of that seventh inning. Now, on the top of the seventh inning, the Giants had a bit of a rally going before they ended up being retired by the relief pitcher Fidel Ulloa. He came in and worked 1 1/3 innings, but that third inning was a very important, that third of an inning was a very important one. He walked the first man he faced to load the bases and then got Estelin Cassiani to pop out to first to end that frame. Now, the Grizzlies saw some of the offense that the Giants tried to put together in the top of the frame, and they said, that's so fun, let's try it ourselves. They ended up scoring a run in the bottom of the seventh inning. That run in the bottom of the seventh came on a wild pitch by the Giants pitcher Timmy Manning. That scored Braylon Wimmer from third base. Now, keep in mind, the Grizzlies were held hitless until that seventh inning, the bottom of the seventh inning. The first hit of the ballgame coming on a Braylon Wimmer single, who later scored on that wild pitch. Out of the top of the eighth, the Giants flexed their muscles with a Guillermo Williamson home run. Home run number 12, that scored Lisbel Diaz and Xander Darby. But the bottom of the eighth inning, Felix Tena playing hero for the Grizzlies. Singles home, Aiden Longwell and Tevin Tucker. That had us all tied heading to the ninth inning. The ninth inning, well, both squads traded zeros once again, and in the 10th inning, the Grizzlies able to give that zero right back to the Giants on their top half of the lineup. Well, the Grizzlies in the bottom half of the frame, they put together the winning run. We'll take you through how that worked in just a moment here. Jason Hinchman was the ghost runner, leading off of first base. The strikeout to Caleb Hobson, who pinch hit for Brad Cumbest to lead off the inning, put the Grizzlies in the hole with a run, with one out and a runner still on second base. But after a wild pitch by the Giants reliever, Kanoa Pagan, well, that moved Hinchman over to third, and a fielder's choice E6 ends up walking the Grizzlies off. A ground ball sharply hit out to short. The shortstop playing in. Well, he threw the ball to the plate, and it bounced in the dirt. The catcher, Ty Hanchy, unable to corral it. Allowed Jason Hinchman to score. He snuck in underneath the tag, but the tag didn't have the ball in it anyway, and the Grizzlies walk off 5-4 here at Chukchansey Park. They take a 2-1 lead now in the 6-game set, wrapping up the season here at home. We'll take you around the league to some other scores throughout the California League. Also, currently in progress, Modesto trailing Stockton in Modesto. They're in the top of the ninth. Stockton leading 9-5 in that ballgame. Also around the California League, well, the ballgames that we thought were going to end long after ours have already wrapped up. Inland Empire beating Lake Elsinore 6-0, and Visalia dropping a tough matchup 6-8 down in Rancho Cucamonga. Those two teams, of course, embroiled in a playoff battle in the California South Division. So, for Stephen Rice, for the Grizzlies, for 790 ESPN, and for Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Valley Live app, I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. Thank you for joining us, Grizzlies baseball from Chukchansey Park. We will be back tomorrow night at 7:05. We'll be on the air at 6:55. Hope you tune in, and frankly, I hope you come out to the ballpark. Should be a great game. We hope to keep these winning ways going for the Grizzlies to wrap up the year. Final score, 5-4. Grizzlies walk it off in 10 against the rival Giants. We'll be back from Chukchansey Park tomorrow night. Go Grizzlies.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.